You'll remember that Rip Bender failed to rush Mrs. Croft into selling her ranch down in Texas. He has agreed, yes, even welcomed Mrs. Croft and Barbara in their projected visit to the property. But Bender doesn't know Speed and Jimmy are planning to fly down also. It is early that same afternoon. Speed and Jimmy have just met at Central Flying School.
Hello, Jimmy. Well, how'd you make out?
I'm all set, Speed. Mother gave her permission right away. But what about you?
I'm all set. Boy, it was easy. I'm about 6 months overdue on my vacation, and I told Mr. Jenkins I'd just simply take part of it now.
Oh, boy, that's swell. Oh, gee, Speed, I'm tickled pink.
Yes, I'll be glad to get away from this grind. In fact, Jenkins said I needed a rest from flying.
So you spend your vacation flying down to Texas and back, huh?
Yeah. Well, it'll be a change of scenery. I'd like to get in some hunting anyway. That's a great game country, Jim.
Oh, I can't get started quick enough. This is really going to be great.
The cross-country and navigation experience is what you need. And if we can help Mrs. Croft, it'll be killing two birds with one stone.
Well, I need the navigation, all right. I guess there's plenty to learn about it, too.
Yeah, believe me, I'm going to make you navigate, too. If you get lost, don't blame me.
I'll take the chance.
I wish Fleiss Lewis could get away and make this trip with us.
I don't know. Why don't we find out? Say, it'd sure be great to have him along.
Yeah, it'd be a good thing, but that isn't the main reason. Fleiss and I have been planning a hunting trip for a long time, but we just never got around to it. Now, here's a good chance. I hate to see him miss out on it. I wonder if he's very busy at the school.
I don't think so, Speed. There aren't many students now, and Flash has plenty of help.
Let's get him in here and find out. Oh, Mac, tell Fleiss Lewis I want to see him in here, will you please? Okay.
When do we take off, Speed?
As soon as possible, tomorrow morning. We ought to make it to the Diamond A Ranch by dark, if possible. I'd say about 7:30.
Oh, that's fine. That'll be just after Barbara and Mrs. Croft leave on number 15, won't it?
Yep, number 15 leaves at 7:20.
By the way, hadn't I better get some maps together so we can lay out our course?
Yes, sir. You can't navigate cross-country without maps. You better go down to the stock room and get maps of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Fair enough. I'll be right back. Oh, hello, Bender.
Howdy, Alan. Where are you going in such a hurry?
Down to the stock room to get some maps.
Maps, eh? Alan must be figuring on going places.
Yes, he is. He and myself and possibly Fleiss Lewis are starting out on a little hunting trip.
Where are you going to do this hunting?
Down in Texas, in the Big Bend country.
Say, what's the idea, Robertson?
I can't think of any better place to go hunting, can you?
Come on, Robertson. Don't play me for a sucker. What's the idea of going down in my country? Or are you just trying to kid me?
I was never more serious in my life. Jimmy just went after the map so we can lay out our course.
What ship you taking?
I don't know yet. Central Flying School is going to let us use one of theirs.
So you're still trying to hone in on my deal with Mrs. Croft?
As a matter of fact, Bender, Mrs. Croft has asked us to go down and look over her property before she sells it. I need a vacation and want to get in some shooting. Jimmy needs the flying experience. And Mrs. Croft, I'm beginning to think, needs some good advice.
You just can't keep out of other people's business, can you, Robertson? And young Alan, I guess he's kind of sweet on Barbara.
Bender, you've said enough. It's time you and I had a little heart-to-heart talk. I'm going to tell you something for your own good. We're going down to do a little hunting on Mrs. Croft's ranch. Incidentally, we're going to look it over and tell her frankly whether we think you've made her a good proposition or not. Now, you might as well make up your mind to that. And another thing, Bender, be careful what you say about Barbara Croft.
I says what I think.
You just remember what I told you. It may save you a lot of trouble someday.
So you made up your mind you're going down there, eh?
Absolutely.
You got me all wrong, Robertson. If you and Alan want to go down there and look that land over, it's okay with me. Well, I'll be glad to have you. I'll even furnish you a guide to take you out to the right places. Once you get a good look at the property, you'll see I've been giving Mrs. Croft the straight dope.
All right, Bender. If you want to act reasonable and sensible, we'll get along without any trouble.
Well, here are the maps, Speed. There's Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Ah, that's fine, Jim. Now, first, we'd better take a look at...
When I said I'd meet you guys halfway, I wasn't just making noise with my mouth. I'll tell you the best course to get down there.
Well, thanks, Bender, but I know a little about that country myself. I want to pick out a course that won't be too tough for Jimmy here to follow.
Look here. I've flown back and forth a number of times, and I've found this course to be the best one.
Which way is that?
Well, you can go by way of Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Wichita Falls, Abilene, and San Angelo. You've got good fields at all those places.
Yeah, I know. I've been on all of them.
But I'd take this course here, Speed. Take a look at this map.
All right, go ahead.
Now, the closest field to the ranch is Devil's Pass Airport. That's right near this town of San Rafael. See way down here?
Yeah, I see it.
Now, here's Kansas City. The shortest course where you can find good landing fields is right down through here. Follow me? Which brings you almost over Higley, Oklahoma.
Hmm. Yeah, I see that. Is there a field at Higley?
Yeah, good one. It's off the well-traveled air route, but you can get good service there.
Well, it seems to be all right. Then where's your next stop?
Well, then I hits this little town right over here, right over the border of northern Texas.
Oh, do you mean that town of Potter? Well, it's not marked with a landing field.
Yeah, but there's one there, and it's all right, too.
Huh. Which way from town is it?
About 2 miles west from town on the highway. You can't miss it.
Does it have a hangar?
Yep, and you can get gas and oil.
I see. Well, then where do you go?
Well, from Potter, I hop down to San Angelo.
Oh, yeah, I've been there a good many times. It's a nice big field.
Sure, and from San Angelo, you can make it into Devil's Pass Airport in one hop. Now, you can suit yourself, Robertson, but I'm telling you, that's the shortest route and good flying country, too, till you get south of San Angelo.
Oh, I guess it doesn't make any difference. One way's as good as another. Do you think you can find those places, Jim?
I'll sure try hard, Speed.
Okay, I'm shoving off right now. By the way, when are you boys leaving?
Early tomorrow morning. Oh, and say, Bender, before you get away, is this Devil's Pass Airport hard to spot from the air? You know, that's off the regular air lanes, and I'm not familiar with that field.
You won't have no trouble finding it. Fly to the town of San Rafael. The Devil's Pass Airport is about 4 miles south and west. It's got a hangar and a beacon on it. The Diamond A's due west 15 miles. You'll see my ship sitting out in front of the ranch house.
Oh, thanks. I don't think we'll have any trouble finding both places.
Good luck, boys. And I'll be seeing you down at the ranch.
Okay, Bender. Good luck.
So long, Bender. See you tomorrow night.
Well, Jimmy, our friend Rip Bender seems to have warmed up a little.
Hmm. You know, I have a hunch, Speed, that while I was out getting maps, you told Mr. Bender where to head in.
Oh, no. I just got fed up with these constant references to our interfering with his so-called business. He'll be all right from now on, I think.
Do you really think he's on the level?
Well, I don't like his looks, but you can't hang a man for that. Ah, let's forget about him, Jim. Come on, open up these maps, Jim, and we'll take a lesson in plotting a course.
Okay, that suits me.
You studied aerial navigation in your ground course, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We studied map reading, how to use a compass, and the effect of wind drift. And we worked out some problems on navigation.
Now, that's fine. That's your theoretical side. Now we'll put the theory into practical use. Let's unfold this map of Kansas.
Okay. Here we are.
Now, Jim, in geometry, you learned that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, right?
Right.
All right, now just remember that in plotting a course. Our first stop is Higley, Oklahoma. Therefore, let's draw a straight line from the airport at Kansas City to the airport at Higley. Here, now, unfold this map of Oklahoma.
Here it is.
Now, place the Oklahoma map so that it's in its proper position in relation to Kansas. Here, like this. Now, we draw a straight line from the airport here to the airport at Higley. That's our course.
That seems easy enough.
You'll find it's not so easy to fly that course. Now, Jim, we lay a protractor on this map, and where our course intercepts the edge of the protractor, we read the angle. Now, let's see. That makes a course 210, 210 degrees.
Oh, yeah, that's the way our instructor showed us.
Sure, it's simple. North on the compass is zero, south is 180 degrees, and our course, being a little west of south, is 210.
I see that, all right.
Now, in case we were plotting a course for an accurate job of navigation, we'd have to allow for magnetic variation and compass deviation. But we'll go into that later. You're going to fly by dead reckoning on a course of approximately 210 degrees. And by checking, as you follow the course, you can allow for wind drift and compass error.
But how do I check my course?
Oh, that's easy. Now, look down here on the map. You'll notice that your course, about 40 miles out here, passes over the town of Andrews. All right, when we get down that far, if you don't hit Andrews right on the nose, you'll know you're not on a course.
I gotcha.
Now, later on, when you've had more cross-country experience, you'll be able to track your ship right down a course without a bit of trouble.
Were you looking for me, Speed?
Oh, yeah, Flash. How'd you like to go hunting?
Suits me. I'm always ready to go hunting. Where'll we go?
Oh, down in southwestern Texas, not far from the border.
Well, there's nothing I'd like better, but that's a long ways from here, and my dogs get tired easy.
Yeah, but we're going to fly down there.
Are you kidding me, or do you really mean it?
I'm absolutely serious.
Hey, that must be Rip Bender leaving.
Yeah, he's going back home. But what about this hunting trip?
Well, Jimmy and I are going down to look over some property for Mrs. Croft. I'm sort of making a vacation out of it. Going to get in some hunting. You think you can make it?
Well, how long are you going to be gone, Speed?
Oh, a week or two at the outside.
There's nothing I'd like better.
Come on, oil up your old rifle and come along.
Boy, I'm going on that trip if I have to quit my job.
Say, Mrs. Croft and Barbara are going down too, Flash. She wants to sell her ranch to this fella Bender.
Oh, is he going to be down there?
Yeah, he says he has a place right next to the Croft property.
Well, I could do without him a long time. That fellow looks like a lot of trouble to me.
We're not worrying about him, Flash.
Well, I'm going in and see the boss right now.
Put it on heavy, Flash. You need a good rest anyway.
Oh, gee, I hope you can make it, Flash.
Well, if I don't talk to him like a duck junkle, there ain't a dog in Georgia.
So the trip is all set. But Bender seemed to drop his objections very suddenly. What is going on in that shrewd Texan's mind? Listen to the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.